Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from Louisiana. A state law requiring the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom in that state has been blocked by a federal judge. Republican leaders meeting on Capitol Hill for the first time since the election. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise talking about the number of members of Congress that Donald Trump has already tapped for his cabinet.
I know he's already pulled a few really talented people out of the House. Hopefully no more for a little while until special elections can
Here's
come.
Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Keep in mind here that Republicans are inching closer to the majority in the House. And right now you have the president-elect basically hand-plucking Republicans out of the House and into his administration. This could make things very tricky for Speaker Mike Johnson with passing any legislation should Republicans eventually clinch the majority.
A New York judge delaying the decision on whether to sentence Donald Trump and his hush money convictions or to dismiss the case in light of the Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking lawmakers for more than $4 billion in state funding to help meet the needs of local schools, their students, and their education. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's public schools have experienced a decade of increasing financial constraints due to underfunding from the state. The proposal advocates for raising revenue limits for schools based on inflation. Nearly half of Wisconsin's school districts have gone to referendum this year, many of them just to stay afloat. Meanwhile, Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Underley says this would help students, staff, and schools without forcing taxes to skyrocket.
My budget proposal allows school funding to catch up to where it needs to be. The first step is simply increase these limits, and then we provide enough state funding to limit property taxes from rising too much.
Some other highlights of the proposal include increasing the reimbursement rate for special education costs, increasing per pupil aid and general aid, and funding the out-of-school time grant program. These are also complemented by property tax limit increases. The DPI's overall budget request is slated to be released in full later this month.
A Badgers football staffer has resigned after allegedly driving intoxicated, hitting a sign, breaking a fence, and ending up in somebody's front yard. Jack Del Rio was a special advisor to head coach Luke Fickell. He spent 35 years playing and coaching in the NFL. Madison police say he was arrested for OWI on the west side early Friday morning after finding him walking away from the scene. Fickell announced Del Rio would be moving on after joining the team over the summer. The Badgers play number one ranked Oregon this weekend, and they're hungry. They need just one more win to clinch a bowl spot. Check out our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. It will become a little breezy by late this afternoon and especially into this evening. Our high today in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say.
What you are saying is that all of the time that President Trump said so many things about people that he promised that he would go after them and prosecute them, you were going to encourage him not to do that?
Well, all I know is what he didn't do.
I mean, I know, but we're talking
about lock her up. You know, he talked about his opponent in 2016, Secretary Clinton, talked about lock her up. He didn't do that. He didn't go.
He tried.
But the Democrats
tried.
Went after him.
I know, but I'm talking about Donald Trump's
what they did
second
wrong.
Term.
You. Okay, I think that's somewhat's going to come in handy. Look at the sign behind her. It says maybe swearing will help. JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled yeah. into one human. JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jersey, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jersey.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Hi, JoJo.
Oh, Steph. Hello, hello, hello.
Listen, I've been promoting the bejesus out of our, we're going to do a FCC-free happy hour just for the folks today. With lots and lots of swearing. Because I said we're going to replicate our phone conversations for the people. Because is there enough swearing for this particular moment in our history? No.
No, we need new swears. I think we need to add words to our swears to make them longer.
Yeah. Like maybe get a bunch of swears like, you know, melded together because.
Everything else is burning down. Might as well burn the swears too. Melt them all together.
Oh my God. So we've talked, obviously. I was saying, you know, that's what you do, right? You reach out to the people you love that are feeling the way you're feeling. We just were telling you this poor lady was talking about her six-year-old biracial child that literally came to her and said, are they going to kill me? I heard Trump doesn't like brown people. And, you know, these conversations that I'm sure parents, look, you have two kids that are having, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, and like, find me one child who would say something even similar to their parent if Kamala had won. Like, what? Like, right. Honestly, there would be, unless you were a bad person, but you wouldn't, a six-year-old wouldn't be like, Kamala won, Daddy, are they going to kill me? Oh, no one would say that. But the point about kids and me having them, my kids, their first question both of them asked me, both of them, was, do you have to leave the country? Yeah. Because that's what people have been saying about my mom. And when they went to school, I told you this, I think, I told them because they were going to be asked, and I told them, anybody who asks you that, you tell them to F off. And they did. And I said, if the principal gets upset, you send them to me. But they did. My daughter was like, I had to tell at least two kids at lunch, F off. No, my mom's not leaving. And then she was like, but are we? Like, honestly.
Only you are like, mommy is so proud. Children of the future. How many kids do you tell to F off today?
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and
that, yes, are there really going to be enough f*** for these next 4 years? I don't know. Yeah. You wrote this great piece about, and this is how, I mean, Joe, I was telling you, I've tried to get to all of my tweets and emails, but I've never gotten this much, because, and you went to it, you said, does anyone else feel isolated right now, lonely, alone? You said, it clings to me like a shadow at the grocery store, at the school pickup line, at my daughter's soccer game. How many of them voted for him? I mean, you know, this is what we keep saying, Joe. This is not like normal politics, like, oh, we just had a fight about taxes and we lost. It's, yeah. This is about basic decency.
And, yeah, and humanity. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is like, you, especially at her soccer game, I'm looking around at these people and I'm like, I know you. You're not a bad person. How? Like, how could you have voted for this? But this is a rapist. We're talking about someone who brags about grabbing women by the genitals, someone who calls women dogs, someone who calls people vermin and says the immigrants, by the way, all over my town are poisoning the blood of this country. Like, how do you separate that? I fundamentally don't understand it.
Yeah. And them saying, oh, it's, you know, people that had zero empathy for anybody else. They're like, oh, okay, can't you just be nice now and unite with us? It's like, no, once again, you. As you write, you said, I know I'm not losing my mind, but they completely lost theirs. He's a truly terrible person, lacking a single redeemable quality, so far as I can tell. And you just said, if it's not abundantly clear that dead golfer himself is in the throes of some kind of decompensation that pairs especially poorly with having access to the nuclear codes, I don't know what the hell is. He's literally everything I tell my kids not to be.
Yeah. And somehow they're like, yeah, but at least that's better, because we didn't really know what Kamala was about. Like,
right.
What? Like, I know I'll take the guy I would never let drive my kid literally anywhere. I wouldn't let babysit. I wouldn't let be near her. If I saw him in the cereal aisle at the grocery store, I would drop the Cocoa Puffs and run. But that's the guy that they picked because, well, they just don't know that Kamala stands on fracking. It's like, what? First of all, I don't buy that.
You're saying you were going on record saying you were not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You would abandon them in the cereal. Okay. You said the answer I personally hear most often, the economy, inflation, the price of eggs. You said, yes, eggs are good, but they're not hand my democracy over to a rapist bully who's up to his beady Adderall eyeballs in Russian kompromat good. Yeah, someone else said that. I didn't know we like eggs that much. I mean, it's really... But I mean, really? Also, it's not true. Inflation is back down to where it was pre-pandemic. You know, it's like, and as Kamala was the only one to point out, it's corporate greed. It's greedflation. It's not, you know, and again, we've done better than any other country in the world on it. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and his plan, the concept of a plan, is non-existent, by the way. And because nobody understood what tariffs were, they just made their lives $4,000 a year at minimum more expensive. Yep. And that guy also wants to give the rich, rich, rich more tax cuts so that we don't benefit what they do.
Yeah. And this whole, like, oh, you know, people, oh, he's like me. He's not like anyone this week. Are you kidding me? I mean, in him and Elon Musk, you're like, Democrats need to learn how to talk more like normal people. They're normal people. They're the weirdest mother I've ever seen in my life. Don't even get me started.
Not to mention, one of them is like one of the richest dudes on the planet. And according to Tim Snyder, he works for the richest dude on the planet in Putin. And the other one says he's one of the richest people, but he's not. But these are the everyman guys. Like,
J.D. Vance doesn't even know how to order a donut. And you're telling me that these Democrats are the ones that don't know how to talk to like real people? I can't with all the analysis. Let me just read a couple at the end of your piece. You said, you want me to believe that you voted for a guy who had 4 years to pass an infrastructure bill and didn't, the guy who promised Mexico would pay for the wall and they didn't, the guy who promised to bring manufacturing home, lower the cost of prescription drugs and the opioid crisis, but didn't because you preferred his policies? Again, you nailed it in this, Joe. You said your vote wasn't about any of that. You voted for the traitorous embodiment of the seven deadly sins because when it came to casting your ballot for a black woman, you just couldn't do it. And because you like getting away with being your worst self, and because life is a whole lot easier to stomach with all that's gone wrong for you, it's someone else's fault. That's exactly it. It's always the brown people. Mm-hmm. You said, I'm mad that being a woman in this country is more disqualifying than being a felon. And then God bless you. ended by saying, I won't give up. I don't know who the hell more the half than half the country is right now, but I know who I am. And you said, you talked about your daughter, which is so cute. By the way, she's adorable. I've seen your pictures. You said, my daughter's a firework that hasn't yet had her chance to streak across the sky, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anyone or anyone stop her from being able to light up the night and dazzle the world. I believe in my little girl. I believe in my son. I believe in us. I believe in America. It's so if it's okay, my little family will need to hold your hands, and maybe you can hold on to ours, too. No matter what, we won't ever let go. Deal? Deal. Deal, JoJo. We, you know, we talked about this on the phone. We're just all going to need each other more than ever now. I mean, that little girl that's scared, they're going to kill her. The kids are going to get deported. You know, I mean, it's there's a lot of people really scared.
Yeah, and you got me a little teary, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think I've ever ugly cried on your show. But you brought my daughter.
Now's the time. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, like, I've been trying. I feel like the last week I felt like a balloon that, like, was a its string was kind of like ripped, and it wasn't fully tethered to the ground, and I was just kind of like twisting around going, what the hell, where are my feet, like what do I do, like I don't. And then I saw an old friend from college last night, and it felt like somebody put their arms around me and pulled me back down to earth and put my feet back on the ground. And what I realized that what was it that did it was that human connection, right? Like we're all really, really, really looking for each other right now more than ever, because we're scared, and because we don't know what's coming, and it feels like, and it likely will be, very dark, maybe endlessly dark feeling for a while. And then it feels like we have to traverse this like tightrope over this pit of poisonous snakes in this endless black. And what we don't want to do is have to face that alone, right? So like right now, all I want in all the world is to really keep those connections and really make those connections as deep and sustaining as possible, because it's going to get rough out there, and we're going to need each other. We're going to need each other more than ever. And see, that was the ugly cry.
Aww.
But we do.
No, I was telling you, one of the saddest tweets is someone, you know, tweeted, stop telling your daughters they can be anything they want. They can be president when they grow up. They can't. I mean, yeah. I hope that's not true forever, but it you know, forgive us if we've all had a big bowl of carnation instant bitch women in this country right at this particular moment. Mm. Big bowl of bitch.
Yeah. And I refuse to let that be what my daughter learns from the universe, right? I'm choosing in this moment. Like I wrote this on my Blue Sky, by the way, Blue Sky friends. It's like Twitter, but like for sane people and nice. And there's DMs over there too. And I just said the world keeps trying to tell her to stay down and whisper, and I'm teaching her to stand up and yell. And right now, every little girl in this country, that six-year-old, my daughter, every girl, every woman of every age needs to understand that in this moment, they want nothing more than for us to be quiet and to comply. And we have to stand up and scream out loud. We will not. We are going to forge our own path forward, goddammit. You can't keep us down, and we're not going to let you.
I want to sing I Am Woman. I want to sing I'm Every Woman. I want to sing. Except that's not true right at this moment. But my point is, someday.
The rest of the world. Not here.
I loved
it. England had Margaret Thatcher a million years ago, but not here.
I loved your tweet. You said, MAGA, we want everything. We are the champions of the world. No one can touch us. Your body, my choice. Cry harder, libs. Also, MAGA, is Kamala drinking wine while playing Connect Four with children? And you said, weirdos. And you said,
pick a mother that doesn't do that.
So yes, someone said, who drinks while playing games with kids? And you're like, literally every mom I know.
My Abby, she goes, I showed her that. She goes, wait, there are moms who don't drink? Like, that's our Christmas. It's Christmas.
As Nicole Wallace calls it, her mommy medicine, her mommy juice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Ay. All right. Hey, we have the JoJo for the hour and then the Filthy podcast. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yeah. I don't even know what Connect Four is, but I am quite certain I will need some gummies to play it. Okay. I'm just saying, CB Distillery, the source we trust, right? Gummy girl over there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrounded by gummy guys.
Eating all of the gummies.
Yeah. Is there a limit?
Can you
send
some my way, please? I need some
gummies. I know that I tend to, what my addiction is, overdoing exercise, and then I need my CBD relief stick. It's not dirty, JoJo. Do not make it dirty. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It goes into my back, not in the front. It's on my lower back when I overdo.
Oh, you didn't say meat stick. I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
Relief? I thought you said
it's
meat
a relief stick.
Stick.
You have your relief stick. I'll have mine. Okay. I'm telling you, it helps with sleep, helps with pain after physical activity. It helps with just general calm. You think we might need that? It's my calm. down medicine. Here we go. CB Distillery, over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. We love it when we have a 20% discount for you right now. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot. It's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
weather.
Do
you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Yeah. It's all right. That's right. It's all right. Get your money while you buy it. It's all right. It's all right. JoJo from Jers tweeted yesterday, I'd like to extend a special you to all the Republicans currently posting about Veterans Day after they put a five-time draft dodger who mocked McCain, insulted a Gold Star family, and called our fallen war heroes suckers and losers back in the office he tried to steal. Mm-hmm. Thank you. A hearty you.
You!
Sorry. I'm sorry. What now?
You!
Okay.
You like that, don't right. you?
Aw, you're a silver lining girl. You also said the world is inside out, upside down, and on fire. But at least Carrie Lake lost again.
Yeah. Lucy McLoserton.
Yeah, from Losertown. Exactly.
We gotta take our wins where we can.
For the potty mouth podcast.
You can't wrong job, sorry.
Jobs. You can't say that. BJs.
Yeah.
BJs.
Okay.
Yeah, vacuuming and BJs. Either way, she sucks.
This is why JoJo from Jersey cannot be contained. We're going to go so Jersey in this happy hour podcast we're doing right after the show, and then even Jerseyer. Okay. For instance, we were just saying, we were like venting too. Like, it's driving Jody and I crazy too. Like, you know, all the Democrats turning on each other and all these hot takes. It's just, I'm like, stop doing Russia's work. That's what they want, is us to, you know, be fighting each other now. And, you know, Bernie saying we're not the party of working people. And whatever. Oh, what is it? James Carville said, oh, she lost because of the one answer that she gave on The View. And yeah. I don't know,
right.
You know, and.
Yeah,
you know, Pelosi said Biden didn't get out soon enough. And, you know, we were saying Lindy Lee, who we were really disappointed in. We did, you know, Philly Sexy Liberal together. And yeah. She's on Fox News, you know, stabbing, I think, Biden and Harris in the back. You know, yeah. And I'm like, oh, do you want to be the Fox News liberal now that beats up Democrats for them? You know, like everyone's looking for their niche and their, you know, who to blame and all that stuff. And it's just making me crazy, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it's not helpful at all, right? Like, in this moment, like, we have this little window where we need to be gearing up. Like, we need to be more unified than ever. There cannot be any daylight in between any of us right now. We need everybody in the tent right now to get together and get their acts together and focus on the fight ahead, not on fighting and firing on each other. Like, this circular firing squad nonsense it's just not helpful. It's distracting and it's divisive. And, like, we're supposed to be the party that's not divisive, right?
Yeah.
We should be learning from what just happened. We should be taking away those lessons and using them to regroup and gear up to fight. And, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to point the finger of blame at the people within my own party, and there's plenty of blame to go around. I'm going to look for the lessons for how we can improve, and I'm going to keep punching those idiots in the face. And hi, white women who voted for Trump. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
I can call you out on that, because you're going to come looking to me for answers when stuff is really, really bad. And I'm going to say, look within. You have a mirror? Hold it up and look at yourself. And then say, uh-oh, I better not do that again. And then listen to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, you know, and I keep saying, you know, it's disinformation, because, you know, Jamie Harrison made a point of, you know, responding to Bernie, saying, look at all of the things the Biden-Harris administration passed, all to benefit the working people, like on and on and on. Lowest job rate in history. You know, you can CHIPS Act, infrastructure. I'm going to forget all of them. There's so much. And so I get that messaging didn't get through because Trump won on complete lies that Haitians are eating your pets, that they're doing trans surgery on your kids. What else am I missing? You know, migrants took, illegal immigrants took all your FEMA money. It's just all of this stuff. They're all lies. So, you know, that to me is the biggest problem. It's not even the economy. It's people's perception of the economy from lies.
And why they're predisposed to not believing us when we tell them the truth, because there's a problem there too, right? Like, they don't trust the messengers we're sending out there. They don't trust the sources. They don't trust the voices. They also feel put upon. There's a million trillion things we can look to, be like, you know, why did he get more votes? How could he possibly win the popular vote? And there's a whole litany of reasons for why. And ultimately, we have to listen to those, and we have to look at those. We have to take them seriously. You're not going to take those seriously if you're punching each other in the, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Let's look at why however many million people voted for a rapist felon. Like, you know. Okay.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour. JoJo from Jers.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Common Council will finalize its budget tonight. That comes after voters approved a $22 million referendum, which would have forced a 5% cut in city services. But one thing that's still on the chopping block is Madison's Office of the Independent Police Monitor. That and the Civilian Oversight Board could lose about half their funding under the current plan. But some alders are working to change that down to the wire here. They found enough money to only have to cut about $50,000 from their budget instead of nearly $200,000. It's a proposed amendment to that budget, and it'll be discussed tonight. Meanwhile, just before these possible cuts, the police monitor has released plans for her first investigations. This office was first created after protests in 2020 and has faced quite a few setbacks and could still have more. Hiring took a while. There were multiple false starts. Then independent police monitor Robin Copley had to go on medical leave. Now they're facing cuts. Copley announced the office will start looking into a department-wide policy, a regular police procedure, and reviewing a past case. Copley says the goal is to create pathways of healing between the city of Madison and its police department. They'll also be starting a collaboration with UCLA, where they'll be analyzing cell phone data to determine whether Madison police spend more time in neighborhoods with more people of color. Copley says they need more input from the community because that drives all their work. But all of this hinges on the budget passed tonight. And a record number of Madisonians are riding the city's B-cycles, the bikes scattered across the city available to rent. They've hit 1.5 million rides since 2022. That's more than they had in the previous decade. The company says the UW community is largely to thank for that surge. They get discounted membership rates and unlimited rides under 90 minutes. Staff from B-Cycle say they hope to replicate this success in other cities. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly sunny and pleasant today, with a breezy wind now pulling out of the southeast. It'll warm us up to highs in the upper 40s, and with clouds increasing tonight, it'll keep our lows mild in the mid-30s. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk about why everything is going to be just fine in the future.
From Substack, Mike McCabe will explain.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
The retribution, actually, Liz Cheney in January 6th went after President Trump, said things that weren't accurate, I think, in their report. The other individuals he's talked about have been part of this retribution going after President Trump. Never forget, it started clear back before he was in office. They spied on his campaign in 2016.
I know, but I am not
so
talking
for
about...
8 years, no, they've been going after President
Trump. He won.
He sure did. He won big.
So my question and what people want to know is what he is going to do.
He's
going to
do
this. Just for example, two days ago, he called for investigations into anyone spreading rumors.
She's trying. I mean, she's not very good at it, but she's trying.
Yeah, you just said that during the break, that, you know, this whole... I was defending Glenn Kirshner yesterday. People going, oh, he's wrong. It's like, we're not in any legal universe any legal expert recognizes. I mean, the Supreme Court has basically agreed with Nixon now that if the president does it, it isn't illegal. That, I mean, we were founded as a nation that no one's above the law. So that's...
Yeah.
Wherever that is now. And absolutely, I keep saying, Joe, he won't need evidence or crimes to go after people this time.
Right.
No. No. And by the way, I know you played that clip earlier, too, about how he didn't go after Hillary Clinton when he said he would. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
It's, again, he did.
Because we were back then, at least, in a universe where you needed some kind of evidence or some kind of crime.
Right.
And even Jeff Sessions is like, what are we going to prosecute her for?
What are we charging her
for? Yeah. Like, Jeff Sessions went back into the Keebler Elves house and he was looking for, you know, anything he could find. And he's like, I don't have anything. Sorry. But honestly, and of all, like, imagine those sweet, innocent old days where Jeff Sessions was like a patriot because he was like, I just can't break America.
Do you have any evidence? No, but I have some pecan sandies. Okay, one more Jim Jordan, just because, you know, we always hurt the ones we love.
I think he's going to get rid of this crazy inflation that's hurting middle class and working class families, hurting our economy. I think he's going to get back to common sense energy policy. I think he's going to focus on protecting the First Amendment.
Oh, God,
think
really?
About this. Did you ever think you would see Donald Trump, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., and Tulsi Gabbard on the same team? They were on the same team because of the attack on free speech, the attack on the First Amendment.
Oh,
he's going to focus on those things that the American people elected him to do.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of... I want to move on to immigration. There are a lot of things that you just said that I think aren't totally fact-based. So they say that they're for free speech, but there are a lot of things that we know are not happening.
She tried.
Oh, you, like you said, Joe, it's like literally the worst people in the world. Like, seriously, dead brainworm guy, probably could be head of HHS. Like, it's just the word, the puppy killer is the head of Homeland Security. I just can't.
We're still waiting for the Tulsi Gabbard shoe to drop. What is she going to be in charge of? Like, honestly, like, what are we going to put Cruella DeVille in charge of? I want to know. Like, adoption?
Baby,
I don't know.
Baby, baby Goebbels, of course.
There you go.
Stephen Miller is in, Oh, Lord God. Okay. We were talking about the whole, you know. Oh, by the way, what are we calling that? Just bad takes, but worst takes on the election? Just, I mean, everybody's got a take, right? But you're right. Yeah. It's just like you keep saying, the circular firing squad is just not helpful. I get that everyone's trying to, you know, avoid blame or protect their legacy or whatever they're trying to do, right? But as Lawrence O'Donnell said, first of all, he didn't win big. He will probably, when the votes are counted, we still have millions here in California, Joe. He'll have won by 1.5%. So let's stop beating ourselves up. We do have to figure out, obviously, some stuff. And I keep saying a lot of it is just the disinformation. I hope Democrats finally wake up and fund progressive infrastructure because we're way outnumbered by the Fox Newses and the right-wing radio stations and the right-wing podcasts, as you know.
Oh, 1,000,000,000,000% that. Like, it's just, and there's a problem in terms of, first of all, like, you know, how lies travel around the world faster than the truth can get their pants on. That is just a fundamental fact. And, like, that's what you're kind of up against. Because, you know, when you're not beholden to any set of truth or facts, you could basically tell anybody anything. And if you want to fearmonger, which is very powerful, it's going to go faster and travel further. And, you go to a restaurant and you have a good experience, and you might tell two people. If you go to a restaurant and you have a bad experience, you're going to tell 10, right? Like, this is what we're up against. So it's that, but it's also, like you said, the progressive infrastructure in place. We need to look at this and learn lessons about where people are receiving information, where they're receptive to information, where they don't feel talked down to, where they feel engaged. And that's, like, not what we're doing just yet. And so we have to work on that. We have
Who talks down to people more than Donald Trump? He's called Mexicans rapists and Puerto Ricans garbage and women dumb bitches and low IQ individuals. I mean, you've got Nick Fuentes, you know, out there to the degree that little boys are saying to little girls in school, your body, my choice.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, you're right. But what that does, too, remember, is, like, what that does is that gives somebody else the position of power. So somebody else isn't those people. Somebody else isn't an immigrant. Somebody else isn't Puerto Rican. Somebody else isn't something where they're like, oh, look at me up here. I'm in this lofty position of some sort of superiority just by my birthright. And that's what he gives them. And that's what we have to fight against.
Yeah. Well, this is Robert Garcia, who's a representative out here, just talking about the Latino issue.
Yeah, I mean, look, this obviously was a rough night for us nationally as it relates to the presidency. I'm proud of the vice president, the campaign she ran. There's a lot of work to do in the Latino community. I think myself, a lot of other Latinos across the country felt the vice president was going to win the Latino vote. I mean, she obviously did win it, but the fact that we lost, particularly amongst Latino men, so much support, I think is a challenge. And I think it's one that we have to work on.
You know, a lot of people, Joe, again, attribute that more to the misogyny problem, that sort of this alpha male bro, whatever you call that whole thing. But I mean, it is heartbreaking already, you know, when you have, you know, Latino families being interviewed going, oh, well, they're not going to deport our relatives because they're our, you know, because they're not criminals. And Tom Holman's like, oh, yeah. And by the way, he said we're going to deport people that are here legally if they're in a family with illegals. So, you know.
Yep. And the children will be deported, too, because they're attached to the families, because this is a national security threat. But the guy they just put in the White House had our nuclear secrets in his chandelier, you know, bathroom.
Yeah.
But this is
I know
children.
You wanted to say didn't
I
you?
Did.
Yes.
I okay. did. Mm-hmm. I'll say it later.
All right. All right.
But my kids are worried about their friends. They're worried about their friends.
Yeah. Representative Garcia, one more.
We have to be on the ground. We have to listen and have to recognize as a party that working class issues, issues that appeal directly to people that are working out in the community, out across the country, we have got to do more to support that work and also do a much better job of messaging what we're actually doing. And so a lot of work there, but nonetheless, I'm proud of her and the campaign she ran.
This talking down to people, Joe, am I crazy? I don't perceive Joe Biden or Kamala Harris as people that talk down to people. I think she had two months, 90 days to, you know, and this, again, this whole right-wing disinformation, it was too easy in 2 months. She didn't have the year and a half that Obama had to get to, you know, the American people get to know her, yada, yada. But, you know, they just were able to paint her as those scary black lady communist from San Francisco.
Who doesn't care about you, who doesn't know you, who keeps changing her positions on everything, and she's not talking to you, she's not going where you consume information, she's not doing interviews, her interviews weren't good enough, she does an incredible debate, that she nails it every question, and everyone knows that, and what's the number one thing that people take out of it, good and bad? They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Yeah. That's what came out of that debate. Good and bad, but not bad enough to hurt him, obviously, so here we are.
Yep. One more, Robert Garcia.
I personally talked to numerous community groups across the country, Nevada, Arizona, met with groups of Latino men, of undecided voters. And I think of the campaign, certainly the Harris campaign, myself included, many of us in Congress believe that the Latino vote were beginning to consolidate around Vice President Harris. And that was just not the case. Look, she still won, obviously, Latinas overwhelmingly. She won the Latino vote overall, but there's a lot of work to do with Latino men.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, as we keep pointing out, Joe, Lawrence O'Donnell was saying, like, we've had landslides. There's one right behind me, Goldwater Miller, Reagan, you know, those were landslides. This is like 1.5 points. It's not a landslide. And like you say, it's not that we don't have reflection to do and, you know, a lot of, you know, again, when you say messaging, the problem to me is largely the mainstream media. They're so afraid of being called liberal that I think they go so far the other way that, you know, suddenly you don't hear anything about Trump being too old, do you? It's just on and on. I mean, you would have to argue the media is kind of the one that ran Biden out of the race because his numbers, because you know what I was saying, Joe, is like everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Like Nancy Pelosi, whoever, like they were looking at the same numbers that, you know, at a 40% approval rating, he was never going to win. And thanks also to the media's ageism. But my point is, like, she outperformed that. She got 48%. So she did do better. Those numbers they were looking at. But again, like, she couldn't win. You know, she had the shortest runway in history. And I'm sorry, did run a fantastic campaign. But you know, like you said, there's so many. It was a perfect storm. There were too many factors.
Yeah, and you know, she was really up against the machinery that was already in place and running and that she had to sort of come in the middle of. And there's lots of, you know, people who can look at other people and lots of questions we can ask ourselves, like, would it have been better if it was Biden or whatever? I don't see a lot of futility in running those kinds of hypotheticals because we're here now, right? So we have the results. Let's work with what we have. It's not a mandate. We need to remember that. We need to remember that there's tens of millions of people out there who did not want this. There's also tens of millions of people who voted for that because they really didn't understand what they were voting for, and they just thought, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I think I'm feeling, even though I'm not sure I'm feeling it, so I want to vote for something different. Like those people who split the tickets state after state after state, voted for AOC and voted for Trump, voted for Gallego and voted for Trump, voted for the ballot initiative in Florida and voted for Trump. We see this all over this country right now where people are like, I just don't know if I like what I'm seeing and I don't understand it, so I'm going to just go with my gut. I'm going to go with vibes. And like they just don't realize that they're going to learn.
Yeah. And by the way, Joe, what we've been talking about, you know, off air on and off all morning as well is tell me disinformation isn't a problem when all of the Google searches the day after the election were what's a tariff? Can I change my can I take my vote back? did Biden drop out? What's the other one?
Those are the main three.
Trump abortion ban. Like right, they think Biden is responsible for Dobbs. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, tell me that disinformation isn't a huge... And by the way, I guess we just don't talk about Russia anymore because it was so out in the open this time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the obvious Russian interference this time. They don't even have... They pay right-wing, you know, traitors here to put out this same disinformation and then, phone in bomb threats in black areas, right?
Exactly. 100% exactly. And I think we've gone so far over the shark now that like these things, this is what scares me, because when you start that slide, right, it's really hard to pull it back because people are so far down. Now we're down like a million trillion stories, and we're so far over the shark now where something like Russia meddling in our election is like...
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. By the way, and
what's
you said that really it is just the worst humans in the world are going to be in charge now. I love that the whole Nick Fuentes... And by the way, we said do not dox anyone.
No,
we're not
bad. No,
that.
Never
that
good.
Can
it's
come never around good. To all of us, and that's a really bad road to go down. But again, a lot of women feel very threatened by his level of misogyny. And I love this. You know who came to his defense? Tristan Tate. He and his brother Andrew are under house arrest in Romania and charged with rape and human trafficking. Literally, the humans in the world are all like on the same side at this point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andrew Tate will probably be like the Surgeon General. They'll be like Trump. Will be like, yeah, you want to be in charge of that? You can do that. You get to rape, pillage, whatever you want to do. And by the way, like Nick Fuentes, the closest he's ever been to making a decision about a woman's body was in his mommy's basement when he was playing The Sims and doing you know what. Like, come on, Nick, let's be real here. You're not nobody's choice. You're not making anybody's choice.
We'll get into that in more detail in the Happy Hour podcast. Just a few minutes.
Yes.
All right.
Girls Gone Wild.
I believe you said the word. Nick Fuentes is pulling his, which is funny because it's short for pudding, but it's just a funnier word for Okay, all right.
Can I say a little smoky? Can I say a little smoky on here? He's pulling his little smoky.
All right, you just settle down.
Sorry.
47. Got 10 more minutes to contain yourself, and then you can go crazy.
I can do it. I can do it.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. You think it's a good time to maybe protect your peace of mind? I think so. Sean, are you okay? Oh, you're sleepy. That's, you know why? Because you feel safe, because we're protected here by Simply Safe.
I'm not stressful.
It was new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Simply Safe is a way to protect your home. This is a cool thing. It stops before they even break into your home. Yeah, we got the alarm systems, right? The door sensors, the window sensors, all that. But how about this? Simply Safe Active Guard Outdoor Protection changes the game by preventing crime before it even happens. If someone's lurking or acting suspiciously, agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, can even call police before they've had a chance to break in. That is fantastic, in my opinion. There's no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees. It's about $1 a day for all that protection. Simply Safe offering my listeners exclusive early access to their Black Friday sale. This week only, get 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Their best offer of the year, go head on over, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You sound completely barking mad.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
At Furlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Furlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Survivability. That's something we're all going to have to think about. Listen, this is why most probiotics fall short. Did you know that? To work their magic, probiotic must arrive alive in your gut to do that. It has to survive past your stomach acid, which I'm producing considerably more these days.
Me too.
It's strong enough to dissolve metal as it is, which is super cool, but not good for absorbing a probiotic. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive probiotic. I don't care. I'm going to, you know what, just to spite these mother, I'm going to thrive.
Yes.
Skin fighting shit. I'm like Linda Hamilton in Terminator. That's what I'm doing. probiotic. It is formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Third-party testing says it has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system. Oh, that'll be good when dead brainworm guys and malaria is back. Yay! Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jers is here. Twitter star, rock star, social media, YouTube. And we're going to do the filthiest podcast ever recorded right after this show. That'll be today's Happy Hour podcast. Full of sweat.
I'm starting to take my clothes off now, Steph. I'm just going to start.
Fantastic.
We're gold for you.
So we were talking, you were saying during the break too about that it just is so astounding that he ran to stay out of prison, and I guess it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, and I was defending the Glenn Kirshners of the world yesterday. People were like, oh, you know, you're selling hopium and he was wrong about it. Well, every legal analyst is wrong because we're a country that was founded on no one's above the law. Whoever saw a Supreme Court that would agree with Nixon and go, oh, you're right. If the president does it, it's not illegal. I mean.
And by the way, most people, even I would assume some who voted for Trump don't actually want anybody in this country to be above the law because they've been recipients of the law in some way, shape, or form.
They would have been fine with a black lady being above the law, I'm sure. They would be all good with that.
They put a convicted felon in the White House because they just couldn't bring themselves to vote for a lifetime public servant because she was a black woman. It was like what are we doing here? But no, if your kid did one thing that Trump has done, right, and he got, had to go through trials or court or whatever, you would not be like, Trump should get away with this. No, nobody should be above the law. Everybody fundamentally truly believes that. And if we want to get back to that in this country, I think that's the path forward. But abandoning that, everything falls apart.
Well, the whole we're a nation of laws, not men. No, we're a nation of one man now. Mm-hmm. We're not a nation of laws. And so, Jack Smith filed a request to the federal courts to vacate all of the deadlines in Trump's D.C. criminal case, advise on next steps. He went on to say by December 2nd, he'll provide a status report on what the DOJ intends to do next. One of the things they were talking about is, oh, they're going to haul him before Congress. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin made a good point. The interesting question is, what does Congress want with him? There's an implicit threat there. Anderson Cooper said, can he be jailed? We're asking these questions now. And Toobin said, as long as the rule of law exists in something like its current form, there's no way you can imprison Jack Smith. However, what you could do is call him to testify. And there I would say to Republicans, be careful what you ask for, because Jack Smith has a forum to talk about these cases. I doubt it would go so well for President Trump. I mean, Barb McQuaid is saying at least get it out there on the record, all his crimes.
Before this is Orwell, before this is 1984, and then he controls the past, controls the future. Like, this is what we're looking at now, when they can get their levers on all of this stuff, and they did it with the Mueller report, when they can, make it look like they want it to look, all facts be damned and truth be damned. We have to hold on with both hands to every inch of the truth right now.
Yeah. A Washington Post opinion column sounded the alarm Friday after what she called a five-alarm fire coming from the leading contender to become Trump's next AG. Mike Lee said the executive branch should be under the direction of the president.
No.
He said, and so it begins from a top contender for Trump's AG. Again, if inflation's your top issue, destroying central bank independence and putting the money supply in the hands of politicians should be a five-alarm fire.
Every alarm was going off. I mean, honestly, like, it looked like, some Mission Impossible or something. I mean, every alarm was blaring, saying danger, danger, and everybody was like, eh.
All right, I'm bursting with swear words, and they are coming to you on the Happy Hour podcast, wherever you get your podcast today, with me, JoJo from Jers, and Spicy Jody. We love you, JoJo.
I'm bursting with something, Steph.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.